Managing Aggression and Potentially Violent Situations, Part 1. What is managing aggression and potentially violent situations? Managing aggressive behaviour and potentially violent situations is not about stopping young people or others from experiencing and/or expressing anger. It is natural for all people to feel anger, an emotion that arouses people psychologically and physically in threatening situations. Some young people find it difficult to express anger and frustration in a constructive way, and at times aggressive behaviour and violence is the result. Youth AOD services and practitioners are required at times to manage aggressive behaviour and potentially violent situations. To do so, organisations operating youth AOD services need to create a culture of non-violence and put in place measures that minimise the risk of aggression and violence occurring. Where incidents involving aggressive and potentially violent behaviour do occur, practitioners need to be enabled to respond effectively and both provide and access follow-up care and support. Further, processes should be adopted that promote organisational learning and modification of systems and practices to prevent recurrence of incidences involving aggressive and potentially violent behaviour. Organisations that manage aggressive behaviour and potentially violent situations effectively can enact their duty of care for both clients and staff. In Victoria, WorkSafe and the State Government of Victoria have developed guidelines that help organisations and practitioners respond to workplace aggression. The aim is to minimise and eliminate, wherever practicable, the risks of workplace violence related to occupational assault and implement strategies, controls and supports where total elimination of risk is not possible. WorkSafe Victoria also defines the term occupational violence and aggression as any incident where an employee is abused, threatened or assaulted in circumstances arising out of or in the course of their employment. This includes verbal, physical or psychological abuse, threats or other intimidating behaviours, intentional physical attack such as hitting, pinching or scratching, aggravated assault, threats with weapons or objects, sexual harassment and sexual assault.